Me and my best friend, who I'll call Matt, lived in Pennsylvania. We are technically neighbors, though he lives almost a mile down the road. Both of our homes have a lot of land, mainly filled with empty forest areas that lead up to the hills. Anyway, Matt was hanging over at my place one night when he mentioned that he'd found something interesting while he was out in the forest behind his house. He said it was a tunnel with old wooden beams holding it together. Matt said he didn't want to explore it alone, as it gave him a bad feeling. I asked how far it was, and he said it was maybe a mile's walk behind his house, with no path or anything leading to it. Honestly, it sounded interesting to me, so I agreed to check it out with him. I grabbed my small backpack from my closet and packed a flashlight and a water bottle. Then we drove my car over to his house and started the walk. It was only 5 p.m, so we had a good 2 hours of sunlight left, which we both figured would be fine. We walked for 20 minutes before we made it. The structure was exactly as he'd described, a simple tunnel with wooden pillars holding up the entrance. There was nothing else outside of it or anything lying around. Matt took the flashlight out of my bag and shined it inside the tunnel as we approached the entrance. It seemed to go straight for a while, with more beams on the sides. I thought it was an abandoned mine, but it was so bare and empty that it made me unsure. I've seen old mines before, but they usually have stuff lying around, old wooden crates, or even short rails leading to them. Matt led the way in, and I followed behind. It was cold and creepy. Every step we took echoed down the tunnel. After a minute's walk, we reached the end of the entrance tunnel, finding another path going to the left. On the wall was some writing as well. It was an arrow pointing back to where we came, and had the word exit written below it. We continued on, but only a few steps down, we noticed a lot of garbage piled around the sides. Trash bags, food wrappers, and water bottles mostly. We already knew someone had been here before, having seen the writing, but the trash didn't look dirty. Matt held the light close to a chip bag on the ground, and it was clean, barely even a speck of dust on it. With dust basically falling from the ceiling, this creeped us out. Someone had to have been here within the last few hours, unless there was some weird phenomenon going on with all the trash. I think Matt saw the worry on my face, because he said it was likely some teens hanging out here earlier. He started walking again, passing the trash. As Matt's footsteps departed, I got an odd feeling and I looked back where we came from, making sure no one was watching us. But then I heard Matt's footsteps stop abruptly. I turned and saw him down the tunnel, facing what looked like another hallway, but he was standing still.
Matt?
My voice echoed through the tunnel, but he didn't respond. The way he was standing, so still and clearly looking at something like he was in shock.
I'm sorry,
he whispered, backing away and quickly walking towards me while pointing ahead for me to go back. As we turned into the main tunnel, a loud bang echoed towards us. We sprinted until we finally made it out, then jogged the rest of the way to Matt's house while watching behind us to make sure nobody was following. When we got inside, I looked over at Matt and he looked horrified.
What happened? Was someone in there?
I asked, still not knowing what he'd seen. He looked at me, then looked back down. He said there was an unclothed man sitting just a few feet down the next tunnel. Apparently, he was holding what looked like a squirrel or a rabbit in a way that Matt said looked like he was trying to gut it and eat it. Hearing this, I almost wanted to crack a joke or say that I knew he was just messing with me. But there was something about the way he told me that I knew he wasn't lying. I don't know, that would be a pretty disturbing thing to see in a place like that. We never went back, and a few days later Matt seemed to be back to normal. Obviously I never saw the man, so it could all be some weird made-up story, but if you saw the way Matt was after we got out of that tunnel, you'd believe him too. With people living in the wilderness like that though, there's no telling what they'll do if they see you, especially if you happen to have wandered into their home like we did. I had recently moved into a new house outside the city I lived in. I wanted to be away from the chaotic lifestyle of living in a city and be in a more calm, quiet area. The house I got was a rental property owned by a nice man. Everything about it was perfect. The inside was a good size and modern, and the outside had a lot of land filled with trees blocking the views of roads and neighbors' houses. It made it easy to feel like I was alone in the middle of nowhere, which was actually a good feeling for me. I had been there for almost a week, though I almost never had the chance to go outside due to working all day. But on Friday afternoon, I got home from work early, so I decided to walk around the trees on the side of the house. It was nice and peaceful, but was just a regular forest, I guess. After being out there for a couple minutes though, I spotted something in the distance, far behind the trees. It looked like some sort of structure, but the trees were blocking the view, so I couldn't tell exactly what it was, though I was able to tell that it definitely wasn't a house. At least, not one that someone lived in recently. I wasn't really in the exploring mood, and it was getting late, so I left it and went inside for the night. A few hours later though, I found myself thinking about it again, and ended up contacting the landlord and asking about it. I was just curious and felt that it would be of no harm to ask. I forgot about the text after a while though, and went on with my night until I went to bed around 9. I went to work the next morning and got back at 4, which was when I noticed I still hadn't gotten a response from the landlord. I thought maybe he didn't know what I was talking about, which then made me doubt myself. I really didn't get a good look at it, so maybe I'd mistaken it for something that it wasn't. I went back outside and walked further into the forest towards where I had seen it. Once I spotted it again, I got closer. I knew now that it was definitely real, which made it odd if the landlord didn't know it was here, considering he told me that he had lived on the property for 4 years. Standing right next to it though, I was able to tell that it was actually a very old, abandoned home. It was small, but seemed to have 2 stories. I walked around it, just kind of inspecting it. I really didn't like that it was in my backyard, and that nobody told me about it. I knew it probably didn't make any difference to anything, but the thing was creepy as hell. Around the back was an old door that was half open, and barely hanging on the hinges. I didn't want to go inside this place, but I knew I couldn't bear the thought of knowing that this abandoned home was in my yard while having no idea what's inside it. After seeing everything that I could from the outside, I walked up the broken back porch and knocked on the walls, making sure nothing was inside. Then I slowly pushed the door open and stepped in. The first thing that hit me was the smell. It was disgusting, probably the worst thing I'd ever smelled. I went further in, expecting to see a dead animal somewhere, but it was mostly empty, aside from an old table in the middle of the room. It was dark, as there were only 2 windows, both having boards covering them. There was another room on the bottom floor that was also empty, but had a staircase going up. The problem, though, was that it was pitch black at the top of the stairs. Thinking about it then, I hadn't seen any windows on the top floor from the outside. Going up there was a little too much for me, but I at least wanted to see that it looked normal, so I grabbed my phone out and shined the light up the stairs. But there was nothing. I mean, no upstairs. It was just a wooden wall at the top of the steps. I was in a weird state of confusion and shock, just looking at the strange structure. But then, I heard something. Someone else was breathing, very softly, behind the wall at the top of the steps. I backed away slowly, hoping I hadn't been noticed already. But after I started moving, I heard footsteps upstairs walking across the floor. It sounded like they too were trying to be quiet though. I got maybe halfway before I couldn't handle the intensity of the situation, and I just sprinted out of the house and back to mine. I locked all of my doors and stood by the window, checking for anyone following me. I really wasn't sure what to do. I didn't even know if that house was actually on my property or not. Plus, it really wasn't even my property anyways, because I was renting. The landlord still hadn't responded though, which just made me feel worse about the whole thing. Unfortunately, due to my overthinking, I didn't finally get myself to call the police until an hour later. They were unsure about the place as well, as far as what it was or who it belonged to, but when they searched it, it was empty. I asked them about the wall at the top of the stairs, but I was even more terrified to hear that they didn't know what I was talking about. They said they walked upstairs and there was just another empty room, no wall blocking it or anything. I only grew more concerned and worried, but I was getting the feeling that they didn't take the case very seriously, nor did they care about my concerns, so I just let them leave. The worst, and maybe even the most strange part of all, was in the weeks following. My landlord continued to not respond, even to my normal questions about payments. After it had been over a month of no responses, I sent him one last message saying I was breaking the lease and would be moving out. I left, never getting any more texts or emails from them, despite ending my signed lease 11 months early. While nothing actually happened, I still consider my experience at that house to be one of the most horrifying and unusual experiences of my life. My friends and I grew up in the Midwest, and if you know anything about the Midwest, it's that there's nothing fun to do. Oftentimes, my friends and I would hang out at parks, drink, and maybe play some monkey chips if we had nothing to talk about. Earlier that year, a pool nearby closed down for some reason. It was left as just an empty building with a huge pit where the water used to be. After a few months of no activity, we decided that that was our new chosen spot to hang out at. We hopped the fence, poured some drinks in plastic cups, and sat in the emptied water pit. It was a Friday, and pretty late. We all kind of just sat there while talking about random stuff. But that's when we heard the sound of the fence jangling. We all looked at each other. My mind immediately went to the cops, and I think everyone else's did too. This was a few years ago, and none of us were legally old enough to be drinking. While we're all freaking out, waiting to get busted, we hear someone's feet hit the pavement, and then we hear what I assume is one of the bathroom doors open and shut. Who would be here at this time alone? Apparently my friends had the same thought. Two of them began whispering theories about who it could be. If it was some sort of park official, they wouldn't need to jump the fence. The one thing we could all agree on was that we should probably leave before he decides to come out. As quietly as we could, we all climbed up the pool ladder and hopped the fence, then started back home. We slow down, and I hear my friend swear,
"Shit."
Apparently he forgot his phone back at the pool. We all stand there trying to figure out if we should go back. I agreed to go back with my friend, but none of the others wanted to, and that was probably a smart idea on their part, but I wasn't going to let my friend go alone. We made our way back and tried to climb the fence as quietly as possible. He climbed down the ladder as I stayed and stood watch behind an old plastic chair, looking at the bathroom doors the entire time. Everything seemed quiet. I heard my friend climbing back up, but immediately I saw a figure move by the kiddie pool area, and my heart went into full panic mode as the figure that was crouched down stood up and started sprinting towards us. I helped my friend up the ladder and we booked it. I'm not the fastest, and I've definitely got some weight on me, so I know the only thing keeping me at speed with my friend was pure adrenaline. I heard a bottle break behind me, and he started yelling, but I couldn't understand what he was saying. The only words I could make out was him saying, "Get away from me." We started climbing the fence as fast as we could, but it was really hard to do while scared and drunk. We got to the top and jumped down, falling to our knees and having to get up. And that's when I saw what he looked like. Barefoot, ripped jeans, and a yellow stained t-shirt. He was an older man with a disgusting beard, and his entire face looked gray. I didn't make out the rest, but I didn't want to, so I got up and started to run again. I could hear him shouting behind us to never come back. At the moment, it was terrifying, but now that I'm older and looking back, I laugh with my friends about it. I do feel bad for that guy, though. He clearly was homeless and not all there in the head. Probably thought we were out to get him or something. Needless to say, we never went back to that pool.